One of the terms that I'm going to probably use quite a lot is soma or somatic. So somatic is familiar from the term psychosomatic. Yeah. And so soma means the body. But in the way that I'm using it, it means I'm indicating the alive energy of sensate experience. You could say it's the living energy of the body. It's particularly in the body, but we might also be focusing on the, other sense spheres. Yeah. So the first aim of the retreat is to become more deeply embodied. And in a way, that's the aim throughout. So we're going to become embodied in the first area of the system of practice, which is integration. We're going to do some practice which is related to the ones that we familiarly do, the mindfulness of breathing and mindfulness. Yeah. So it includes mindfulness practice. So we're going to be going into the body as our way into mindfulness and awareness. And we'll continue in a similar way with positive emotion, spiritual death, spiritual rebirth, and receptivity. The first thing I think that we need to get in place is some clarity about the distinction between mind and body. And this is really, really very basic and very important. It's something which, in a sense, you can't even start meditating effectively without having clarity about this. So mind is basically anything that the mind is doing. And it means the active mind, the thinking mind, the imagining mind, the planning mind, any aspects of mental activity. So when I say mind, I'll normally mean mental activity. Body stands for not just the tactile sense of the body, but also the other five sense fields, the five basic body senses, as they're called, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. Why is this distinction important? It's because we are so attuned to living in the mind or from the mind that we often mistake mental experience for body experience. Now, I'm just going to take you through a short exercise to get a sense of that. Just get ready for, maybe 5 minutes of sitting. We're not going to do any particular setting up here. So just settle into body experience. And notice the breathing. Notice that the or how the breath is coming in through the nostrils. It moves through the nasal passages and it begins to go down into the lungs. The lungs expand and then at some point they start to release the air back up through the windpipe and out again through the nose. So just follow that process for a few rounds of breathing. Okay, now stop following the breath in that way. And this time start afresh and look into your experience as to where you actually first experience an in-breath. What's the first location in the body where you first experience an in-breath? Okay, so where do you first experience the in-breath? Anyone?
Nostrils.
Nostrils, okay. Fair enough. Anywhere else?
I think it was my diaphragm.
Okay, you experienced it in the diaphragm.
For me, I think it was in perception.
In perception. Where's your perception?
Well, that was it. I don't think it was anywhere, but it was definitely, obviously I could sort of sense the sort of direction of where it was coming in, but it wasn't there. I was noticing it. It was somewhere else. Didn't really have a location.
Okay, that's good. That certainly is a possibility, but anywhere else actually in terms of the body where you experience the breath?
I felt mine in the chest.
Okay. Did you get any sort of radically different places you were experiencing it? Unexpected places?
I found it was kind of wherever my attention was.
Good.
Yeah, mine was in my belly and my diaphragm because my attention was there. Then I took my attention to my nostrils, obviously, because I know cognitively that's where I first experienced it, but it wasn't actually where I was first experiencing it.
Yeah, good. So now let's just take up Diyoti's point about it being wherever your attention was. So just shut your eyes again and just begin to experience the breathing. Let your point of focus come to different parts of the body where you experience the breathing. Bring it down to the abdomen, the chest, the diaphragm, to the throat, to the nose. Okay, so did anyone notice this time, something along the lines of what Diyoti was saying? The point here is that you should be able to observe, if you go into this with clarity and without any assumptions, that in a way, the whole process of the in-breath and the out-breath, it's experienced potentially anywhere where there are sensations related to the breath in the body. And it does depend on where you're bringing your awareness. So it's like you can get a sense of the whole thing, sort of focus in and just notice that it's happening in particular places. So the way in which we started was, imagining, really in a way imagining, it's coming in through the nose and going down and then coming up again. And what you're noticing here is that in your experience, that's not the case. The breath is not experienced as coming in through the nose, going down and coming up again. That is something that you're adding on mentally. It's quite easy to think that it's going on this way, but this is not how it's actually happening. So that is one example of the way in which the mind can sort of override your actual experience by bringing certain subtle assumptions into what you're experiencing in the breathing.